Welcome to the Search Storage UK FAQ podcast on virtual machine storage. I'm Anthony Abtead, Bureau Chief with Search Storage UK. Today's speaker is Chris Evans, an independent consultant with Langton Blue. The first question in today's podcast is, what do virtual servers require when it comes to storage? And over to you, Chris.
Right, we can divide this question into three categories. And those three categories are capacity, performance, and resiliency. And let's take those in order. So let's start with capacity. Clearly, if we're deploying many virtual machines in an environment, we're going to want to have a large amount of storage in which to put them. So first of all, we need storage arrays to give us large scale. And that could run into tens or hundreds of terabytes. We also need that storage to support large LUNs. And as we know, VMware only allows a small number of LUNs, a relatively small number of LUNs per cluster, around 256. So clearly we need to have support for large LUNs within that. And by that now, of course, within vSphere 5, we're talking about LUNs that can go larger than 2 terabytes. The current limit nowadays for a single VMFS LUN is 64 terabytes. The second thing we want is performance. Virtual environments generate much more random I/O workloads, and therefore we need storage that can support that random I/O performance. And tied to that, we want the ability to be able to achieve high volumes of I/O. So if we're cloning or copying virtual machines or moving virtual machines around within an environment, we need to be able to guarantee that that array can support high performance. The third thing we need is resiliency. What we're intending to do with a virtual environment is concentrate a large number of virtual machines together, and they may have sat on a large number of physical servers before that. So, of course, we're putting a high degree of concentration into one small area. So we need these arrays to be highly available. So we need good uptime, and we need to make sure that we can run them 24 hours a day.
Thanks, Chris. The next question is, what's best for virtual servers, block or file access? Over to you again.
Now, this question goes on and on, and there's lots of people say they prefer NFS, other people say they prefer block, but it's probably worth looking at what the two standards give us and why you would choose one over the other. So with a block-based array, we can use our traditional protocols, such as iSCSI, Fibre Channel, FCOE, and we know these to be highly reliable. We know that they allow us to have features such as multipathing, reliable delivery, and so on. So block environments are very good and very stable. We know that through the use of some advanced features that have come into the environment recently, through VAAI, we have the ability to offload a lot of some of the heavy lifting as well. So we can move off some of the cloning and copying to the back-end array. If we look at the way that NFS works, NFS doesn't actually have a file system that gets formatted on it in the same way as VMFS does for block storage, but rather we use the NFS file system itself. And as a consequence, that means that we can directly access the files that make up that virtual machine. That allows us to copy them, to edit them, or even perhaps to clone them and replicate them. And that's great for instance, creating clones of virtual machines, and in a thin provisioning environment, we can create large numbers of clones very quickly and quite cheaply in terms of storage. So both of those protocols have good points and bad points. A lot of people use NFS for disk images because they see that as a great way of being able to drop files onto an environment where they can then map those to virtual machines. NFS did have scalability issues until recently. Version 3 of ESX only allowed up to 32 separate NFS data stores to be mapped to a server. That's now been expanded to 256, so that scalability issue has been taken away. So really, the question as to whether we should use block or NFS is really a question of what you intend to use it for and what your requirements are. Both are equally suited, and we see over time that one leapfrogs the other in terms of features. And there's probably not one clear leader. It depends on exactly how you'd like to use it.
Great stuff. Thanks, Chris. That's the end of the podcast.